It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
And floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler. Leslie Segretti is off this hour, and I am here at the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. A very cool trip for me, all having to do with how to make your money pit a little better, safer, faster, more energy efficient. There's lots to see, lots to do here, because this is the place where retailers come to introduce or to find new products for their store shelves, and the manufacturers come here to introduce those products. One of the biggest trends we're seeing here, though, is the need for green products. We're going to open the show this hour with someone who's got one of the most innovative green products that I got to tell you, and I'm not exaggerating, I have ever seen. He is Reg Adams. He's the CEO of Windtronics. Now, Windtronics is a residential wind turbine that generates power in very low wind speeds. They're also the winner of the 2010 Edison Award for Energy and Sustainability. Hi, Reg.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm great, and I got to tell you, your wind generator is creating quite a bit of stir here.
We're a little bit busy right this show.
Right. Well, let's talk about this, because I had the opportunity to attend your product introduction in New York last week. And what's cool about your wind turbine is the energy and the engineering, and the technology behind it. Because typically, let's explain to our listeners that a wind generator really is that. It's a generator surrounded by large blades that are big enough to move the gears in the generator and to take the copper and the magnets, run them against each other to generate electricity, correct?
Correct.
And your design moves the copper and the magnets to the outside. You now have a wind turbine that is under 200 pounds, which is phenomenal, and it's 6 feet wide.
That's correct.
Yeah. So what's the history?
Basically what we did is we took the center gearbox, like you said, and eliminated it. And it's a bicycle wheel concept. Blade tip power system generates energy in the outer ring where the magnet moves faster than the shaft speed. And we have zero drag. So we're turning at 0.4 miles an hour wind now down to 0.4 and generating energy just over 1 mile an hour.
1 mile an hour, we're generating energy. And how much energy can I generate from my house with the Honeywell wind turbine?
The turbine's capable of doing 2.2 kilowatts. If you have the wind, but realistically throughout the U.S. it's class 3, class 4, so it's about 25% of a home.
That's huge. I mean, that's a lot of money, and the return on investment then is probably quite quick. I understand that the retail price right now is $6,500, which is amazingly low for a wind turbine.
$6,500 includes the turbine and the smart box. Then you can apply federal and state credits against that, so in many states this turbine's paid for by the second, third year.
And typically, you have a lot of noise complaints with a wind generator, but your design doesn't really generate noise, does it?
With the gears and the center generator gone, we're dead quiet. We're less than 35 decibels. That's you and I talking here.
That's pretty amazing. Now, at 170 pounds, it's 6 feet in diameter. Any issues with zoning, getting towns to approve these for folks to mount them on their roofs?
It varies from area to area.
Right.
But I'll tell you, we're getting zoning approved in areas we thought we'd never see it because it's quiet, because it has no vibration, and because we don't need to be on a 50-foot pole in someone's backyard.
And also, one of the complaints about wind generators is that they can be harmful for wildlife, but your product really doesn't have that issue because essentially it's not invisible. I mean, the birds will see it and fly around it, correct?
Typically, that's what's happening. You know, birds don't see tip speed of a turbine, but this large ring around the turbine and the blades basically turn into a black wall at 3-4 miles an hour, so we haven't seen that at all.
Well, that's great. Reg Adams from Windtronics, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you want more information, you've got to go to their website. You've got to see the videos of this product. I'm telling you, if you see it, you're going to want to buy it. OwnYourWind.com. Again, that's OwnYourWind.com. Thanks, Reg.
Thanks, Tom.
You're listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com, coming to you from the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Still to come this hour, more green ideas for your home, including a sprinkler that can serve so much water, it can make both your lawn and your wallet turn green.
You're in a money pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Therma-True Doors, the nation's leading manufacturer of fiberglass entry and patio door systems. Therma-True Doors are Energy Star qualified and provide up to five times the insulation of a wood door. To learn more, visit Therma-True.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler. Leslie Segretti is taking the day off today. I am on the road at the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And here at the convention center, we've been pounding the pavement, so to speak, to find the new and really interesting ideas and products for your home. Now, the emphasis is definitely on green this year, and right now we want to tell you about a company that's on the cutting edge of saving water while helping you with your green thumb. That company is Ray Padula Enterprises. Joining me right now is Ray Padula, the president himself. Hi, Ray.
Tom, how are you? Great to be here.
We are excellent. Now, you guys are in the irrigation business. You've got a line of very, very innovative products you showed us earlier today. Let's talk about some of the trends that you're seeing. Your company's pretty much been focused on the whole idea of conservation when it comes to irrigation, so you really can have a green lawn and save some money at the same time.
Sure, sure. What we did was, the line was released about 3 years ago around the concept of watering products, hose nozzles, sprinklers that are quality products designed to last, designed to conserve water, mm-hmm. and really provide what has been lacking with these products over the years. It's a product that delivers and uses one of the most valuable resources we have
right
on our planet, and it definitely is something that's becoming more aware and more conscious and more necessary to have products that do conserve water as we water our lawns, wash our cars, and use these products around our home.
So you think with technology today, Ray, it's effective, it's possible to be able to create products that actually do the job. So
absolutely.
In your case, water the lawn.
Sure, sure.
But do so without wasting water. Because
absolutely.
Let's face it, especially when it comes to irrigation, I mean, the first thing I always say is don't water the sidewalk, right?
Sure,
I mean, accuracy
sure.
Is critical. And how mm-hmm. many times do you see streets that are wet, and sidewalks that are wet, and all of that water is being wasted? And then, gosh, even especially with municipal water, you're paying mm-hmm. for all that money that's laying
sure,
all over
sure.
the place. So accuracy is important.
Mm-hmm.
So with your products, how are they in terms of adjustable and getting them just where you want them?
Some of our products, like, for example, our most popular sprinklers, our Raindance Oscillating Sprinkler.
Okay.
That is an oscillating sprinkler. We're all familiar with those. Go back and forth with a nice wide fan of water.
Right.
Ours, for example, pulse the water up and down. What that's going to do is it's going to place water about 30% more accurately onto your landscape.
Right.
It's fun to watch as it's going back and forth, put on a little show on your front lawn. Fully adjustable with very customizable adjustment collars.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a narrow lawn. You don't have to water the sidewalk, the driveway, the neighbor's yard.
Okay.
You get it water exactly where you want it.
Now let's talk about some of the conserving technology that you have. I saw that you have got some oscillating sprinklers.
Sure.
Now how do they work, and why does an oscillating sprinkler save water? I mean, we see very frequently that a lot of oscillating sprinklers.
Sure,
but
sure.
What makes it different?
What we just talked about, too, is the dancing action. We have a
right.
very unique patented gear train in our oscillating sprinklers. And what that does is as the water is oscillating back and forth, it's jumping up and down. What that's going to do is as the oscillator comes to the right and the left side of the watering pattern, it's going to pull the water across your entire lawn instead of puddling on the outer edges and in the flower beds, which is very common.
And also, one of the things that you and I were talking about earlier today was that the hose nozzles themselves, they
sure,
typically
sure.
start to wear out.
Of course,
the first
of course.
Time.
We're all used to those hose nozzles. You
right.
bring it home.
As soon as you use them, they break down, they wear out right,
right
away.
Right. They right? don't work, they leak.
Right.
It's the biggest concern.
You've got a new valve system now that's actually thumb controlled.
We call it our thumb control. It's our Series R nozzle collection,
okay.
most popular products by far. Guaranteed leak-free hose nozzles.
Leak-free for life?
Leak-free for life.
Wow.
Lifetime warranty on these products. And what's unique about them is they're triggerless.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing to squeeze. There's nothing to hold. There's nothing to drop on the ground and break. It's all on, off, and flow control with your thumb.
And you've also got WaterGuard technology built into your sprinkler system.
That's what we call our WaterGuard leak-free design.
Okay.
And it's a new threading system that we developed for this year. Which
so that when you screw the hose in?
Correct. Right, right, right.
Right, because it always leaks.
Sure, sure. You have a hose nozzle that's leaking when you're watering. You have a sprinkler
right.
that's leaking. The water that you're wasting is unbelievable.
Is amazing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how are you finding the show in terms of the economy? Do you think we're going to see more and more consumers getting outside right now?
I think so. It shows that way, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Ray Padula, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. For more information, you can go to Ray's website at raypadulaonline.com. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And hurricane season is just a couple of weeks away, and that means getting your home ready for severe weather. Now, impact-resistant windows are a great value for homeowners inland and in coastal areas to help you protect your house. Impact-resistant glass helps you protect your home from storm damage, but it also keeps you safe from burglary attempts. And Simonton Stormbreaker Plus windows with KeepSafe Maximum Glass can help keep outside noises outside, and that means it can also keep your home safe and quiet. Impact-resistant glass packages also help get you a break on homeowners insurance and energy bills. To find out more, visit Simonton.com. And to learn more about replacing the windows in your home, download our free window replacement guide at MoneyPit.com. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you from the Las Vegas Convention Center, site of the 2010 National Hardware Show. Well, home improvement spending is inching up after several dismal years when homeowners had to put their money pits on the back burner, but we are seeing smaller and smarter improvements like those that save energy and money. And we're noticing some trends. One big one is anything eco-friendly, and we are not the only ones noticing. Here to tell us about that trend and some others are Karen Richwine and Joe Safran from Ames True Temper. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
So you guys have had a pretty busy year thus far. It's the springtime, and you're selling a lot of products. We've got a lot of gardening going on right now. We've got a lot of landscaping going on right now. What's been big for you this season?
Well, one of the things that's been big is our Eco Gardener line. Mm-hmm. It ties a little bit to the green theme you just hinted about.
Okay, and Eco Gardener, talk about that. Well, what makes it an eco-friendly product?
Two things primarily. First, all of the handles on these long-handle tools are bamboo, highly sustainable. Grass, actually.
Now, that's interesting because bamboo is a very, very strong wood.
Indeed.
And I think people don't realize that, but bamboo also grows very quickly.
It does. One of the myths of bamboo is that it is, you know, folks think about the old fishing rod they had back in the day where it's super flexible, you know, but actually it's very, very strong. These handles are solid bamboo, not
hollow. So they're not hollow like the fishing rods?
Not at all.
Because I remember breaking mine.
And the heads on the tools are made from recycled steel, specifically steel that's been reshaped and reformed from railroad rails. So we're reclaiming that and just putting it to better use.
Right. Now, are consumers reacting to the fact that these products are made in a very environmentally friendly way? I mean, does that bring more business to you guys?
Definitely. Yep. There's all the research and all of the trends would support that, and we see that at retail. We see that at POS and our major customers, for sure.
And Karen, you guys also have a line of Eco Gardener products. Talk about that.
Yeah, we have the Eco Gardener biodegradable planters, mm-hmm. and we have them in a variety of styles and colors. And we launched those last year, and they've done quite well for us, and we're seeing a continued demand for them. Basically, as Joe said, they're made from, these products are also made from biodegradable materials.
Yeah, I have to ask you about this one material, rice chaff. What's rice chaff?
It's actually part of the rice.
Sounds like the part of rice you don't want to eat.
It's the offal. No, it's a biodegradable part of the rice, grown naturally and sustainable material that is mixed in with the bamboo, and it does make up a part of the material.
Now, you also have a product that you call ceramics, which I think was really interesting because I saw it yesterday in, at your meeting that you had, and it looks just like a ceramic, very delicate planter, but it's actually very, very durable.
Yeah, ceramics is a proprietary material that we have in our dynamic design planter line, and it basically is four times stronger than your traditional ceramic planter, yet it provides great beauty and feel of a real ceramic pot. Consumers love the look of ceramic pots, but the one thing that is sometimes troublesome is that they tend to shatter or break, and these provide that extra added strength and assurance of staying together.
Now, we're talking about some of your eco-friendly products. Now, I saw a product yesterday that you have called the Snow Boss. It's been one of the worst winters ever here in the Northeast, at least in my part of the country, and you guys have a very unique shovel that makes it a bit easier.
Yeah, the Snow Boss has definitely been a great seller for us. The key to the whole design is ergonomics. You know, snow removal is tough work. Most of our innovation efforts with regard to snow tools involves making that hard work easier, safer, more efficient for all kinds of users. And the Snow Boss certainly accomplished that and was met very well.
Now let's talk about the design of this. It doesn't look like a traditional shovel.
Not at all.
It's long.
It is
yellow, lets you really get your back into it.
It is very unusual to look at in terms of its It's a sleekness. It has a very large 26-inch dish blade to it. Two handles and two mid-grips. And interestingly, we involved an ergonomist in the placement and the design of the handles and the mid-grips to best ensure proper lifting techniques and optimal use.
Yeah, now I bet that's saving a lot of backs across America.
Indeed. There is, if you looked at the emergency room data, literally, snow removal accounts for a disproportionately large share of emergency room visits. A lot of those have to do with back injuries.
Is that right?
Indeed.
Yeah, actually had a trip to the chiropractor myself this winter. Completely unexpected.
Maybe you're part of those statistics.
I may be part of those statistics. Who knows? You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show as we broadcast from the Las Vegas site of the 2010 National Hardware Show. This is a huge event drawing 27,000 industry professionals from all over the world. And we are also starting to see some signs that homeowners are spending money to fix up their homes again, and they're being smart about it. In fact, retailers know that spending wisely is important. In fact, Sears, home to America's largest tool selection, including Craftsman, has an army now of trusted advisors at the ready. They're calling them the Sears Blue Tool Crew, and they can help find the right tool for your job. Check out your local Sears store or Sears.com or call them at 877-4-BLUE-CREW. That's B-L-U-C-R-W. Well, the Olympics are not the only organization with its own official products. There's an official hand sanitizer of the 2010 National Hardware Show. It's the new Prefens Botanicals hand sanitizer. Here to tell us about it is Aaron Powers. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Don. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure. And I got to tell you, you know, when I first heard that there was an official hand sanitizer, I'm like, well, what could be special about a hand sanitizer? But your hand sanitizer is very, very unique. And I want to mention to our audience that you actually are one of the inventors of this product.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This product has been in the making for many, many years. And myself and one of the other co-founders of Prefens Botanicals formulated this product about 3 years ago. And we finally brought it to market in the last 6 months or so.
Okay.
It is a real paradigm shifter. It changes the game when it comes to hand sanitizers because our product offers 24-hour persistent protection. You put the product on once every day and you are protected. You carry that germ-fighting protection with you everywhere you go all day long.
Wow. And now, typically, a hand sanitizer, I guess, essentially, when you put it on, it does kill the germs, but then you immediately become a germ collection point again. Correct?
That's exactly right. Absolutely. The second that you apply a traditional alcohol-based hand sanitizer, for instance, well, that's great for that moment of time. But the second you touch the doorknob or the handle or the, you know, the bathroom door, you're absolutely reinfected.
Now, as the inventor, what was your moment of inspiration? Did you have that aha moment where you thought about this?
Yeah, absolutely. When we realized that our testing data showed a persistent action, we realized there's something absolutely unique about our product, and the applications are endless, but specifically, it really helps out the spread of disease in today's world with all the different viruses and disease-resistant products out there.
Now, besides being active for 24 hours, I would imagine, since this is not alcohol-based, it's actually very good for kids.
Absolutely. That's another very important thing. Toxicity poisoning in children has gone up tremendously with the dramatic increase in alcohol sanitizers. Mm-hmm. So our product is absolutely safe. It's alcohol-free. You would have to ingest upwards of 13 gallons of our product.
Probably doesn't taste nearly that good.
No, it doesn't taste too good, so you're not going to want to do that.
Well, I guess that's interesting. So parents are chasing their kids around with hand sanitizers, but in truth be told, that actually could be quite a problem.
Yeah,
if you overdo it.
Absolutely can. Yeah. Definitely. So this product offers a real safe alternative for children going to school every day. You can be resting assured that your children are going to carry some degree of protection with them throughout the day.
Well, interesting. So Prefens Botanicals is a new company. How long have you guys been around?
We've been around for 3 years now. And like I mentioned, we finally have launched the product into the national limelight here. Yeah. And we're excited.
Where can consumers find this?
Well, right now we are in a variety of outlets, Whole Foods. We're in some Ace and some True Value. We'd recommend you go to our website, actually, to find a store locator. So.
And your website is?
www.prefens.com. And we have a store locator or an online retailer locator as well.
And that's Prefens. It's spelled Prefens.com, and I would also imagine it's very environmentally friendly as well. Eh?
Absolutely is, because it's only activated upon drying onto the surface of your skin.
Terrific. Aaron Powers from Prefens Botanicals. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great product. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Well, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you live from the 2010 National Hardware Show. Up next, making the most of your garage, we're going to learn how to create storage and workspace in one of the most underutilized rooms of your house.
On the Money Pit Radio Show, pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler, and we are broadcasting today from the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. And this is an industry-only event, and we get to come here to bring you the inside scoop on new products and ideas that will end up on store shelves at home center or hardware stores near you. And a big trend this year, storage solutions. They're a big part of the hardware show. In fact, there are more than 200 companies here showcasing just storage and organizational items. We're going to talk to one of the leaders right now. With me is Luann Schaefer from Gladiator Garage Works. Hi, Luann.
Hi, Tom.
And you've had a very exciting show. You have the Orange County Chopper guys here, huh?
Yeah, he was
That's here yesterday,
Paul Sr.
Paul was here, right? Mm-hmm. That's great. And what are you promoting here? You've got a whole new eco-friendly line that I think is pretty interesting. It's a big trend in the show.
It is. As a matter of fact, I heard another interview on your show that somebody else talking about bamboo. So we've just launched a new bamboo workbench.
Okay, and bamboo, of course, as we said before, is very environmentally friendly because it grows very, very quickly. And I'd imagine it's a laminate, just sort of like, or I'd say an engineered product, right? Like like engineered floor.
Yeah, it's got a multi-core, but it is solid bamboo, the whole top.
Okay, and also bamboo is very, very strong. I heard somebody tell me once that it was actually stronger than steel. Is that true?
It is true. In Asia, they use it for scaffolding, 40 stories high. It's amazing to see that product.
They've got a lot of bamboo over there.
They do.
And where does the bamboo come from? Speaking of that.
Well, it's really indigenous to the Asian countries, but here in the U.S. as well. But our tops are coming. Our products manufactured for us over in Asia, but we design and manufacture or have that product manufactured specifically to our specifications.
And the workbench has enough space to actually dock up some of your other units against it. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a patent on our design for our workbench, and we create our base cabinets that are steel that slide up underneath there because, in the garage, you got limited space, so you
right.
want to be able to pull that stuff out, put it back underneath there, and keep room for your car.
Now, organization must have been a really big thing this year. I mean, we couldn't move. We had a lot of stuff. Our families keep growing. You know, kids don't get smaller stuff. They get bigger stuff.
Right.
And your business must have seen some changes as a result of that. I mean, are people more demanding of that space?
They are. Absolutely. It's usually the biggest room in the home.
Right.
And, take advantage of the space that you've got. Make it more efficient for you. Every family's got needs. You've got a lot of stuff to store, and you do a lot of activities in your garage. And it's often the front door of the home now. So making that space look good and efficient and convenient
and
for
your
family.
And if you're very, very lucky, you could, in fact, fit the car in the garage.
Absolutely. Well,
which would be unique.
Yeah. 60% of Americans can't fit their car in the garage, which is pretty scary.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, the nice thing about your system is it gets everything up off the floor.
It does. We have wall solutions that allow you to have baskets and bins and get things up off the floor and out of the way, and then a lot of products to help you find a home for everything in your garage.
And speaking of solutions, let's say I want to do a design and I want to invest in some Gladiator products for my garage. What do you do? Figure out, what you want to store first? I mean, how do you sort of connect the two of that big mess, that big pile of things?
Yeah, you got to go through your stuff first. You got to get rid
Can't
of all
get
that
out of
stuff.
That.
I mean, if you don't throw away that stuff and bring it back in the garage, stuff you haven't used for years and years, it's still going to end up looking like it did before. It's really important. But get it organized.
But the garage will look better.
That's right. For a short time, But get it organized. Get the stuff out of there you don't need. The things that you do need, you need to find a home for. We've got a lot of different solutions, very flexible solutions. We've got a design tool online at gladiatorgw.com that allows you to kind of lay out what you want to do and then put it into the cart. You can purchase it online or you can go take the print.
And we're not just talking about tool storage here. I mean, we're talking about storage units for basketballs and golf clubs and things like that.
That's right. We've got a golf caddy. We've got a ball caddy. It's truly a flexible solution.
Well, that's terrific. Luann Schaefer, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great information.
Sure. Thanks, Tom.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at moneypit.com. You know, there are some great ideas here. For Father's Day, certainly I might put in on my wish list perhaps a Gladiator product for that. And now that we are on the subject of Dear Old Dad, you want to visit MoneyPit.com for the Dandy Dozen. That's our gift ideas for handy dads. A bunch of great ideas there that dad will appreciate, perhaps a little better than a brand new tie. Just visit MoneyPit.com and check it out. Up next, we've got easy and cheap ways to prevent cool, air-conditioned air from leaking out of your home this summer. We're going to be back with that and so much more as we continue our broadcast from the biggest home improvement store in the world, the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas.
You're in a money pit!
The Money Pit is brought to you by Generac and the Generac Automatic Standby Generator.
be protected, and never worry about power outages again. Visit your favorite home improvement center or call 888-GENERAC or visit Generac.com. Your home will stay on the next time the power goes out. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where home solutions live, and we are finding dozens of home solutions for you here at the 65th Annual National Hardware Show. You know, folks here are encouraged because of the home improvement industry insiders telling us that after a few years of sluggish sales, homeowners are definitely getting ready to roll up their sleeves again and invest in their homes. A few years ago, that might have meant a tricked-out kitchen. These days, home improvements are smaller and smarter and often help you save money in the long run. With some ideas on energy-efficient home improvements to do just that, we want to welcome Dave Fuller, Vice President of Marketing for DAP. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Tom.
So you guys have been very, very busy. I mean, cash for caulkers must have been a big gift for you.
Well, it certainly has helped things along, that's for sure.
Yep. So let's talk about weatherization and how folks can start taking some steps right now while the weather is warm to get their houses ready for the season. Now, I think we think of energy efficiency as being something that's relatively a fall sport, let's say. But we waste an awful lot of money in the summer with central air conditioning as well, don't we?
I think that's a great point, Tom. It's equal opportunity, and in both cases, you're saving energy and you're saving money.
Now, let's talk about how we can do that using something as simple as caulk. I think folks think that all caulks are the same, but actually, you guys have a wide variety of caulks that really have different purposes. Let's talk about some of those.
Well, one of the products that we're showcasing today here at the show is called DAP 3.0.
Okay.
And it's a new technology, and what's great about it is that you can expose it to water in 3 hours.
Which
is compared to most sealants on the market, which is requires 24 hours. That's eight times faster. So you can really get it on your substrate.
Yeah. And you don't have to be so concerned about the weather. If you've got a dry morning, you can basically do it.
You can do it. You only need a 3 hour window.
And what size gaps is that caulk appropriate for?
It's appropriate for gaps up to about a half an inch. For gaps above a half an inch, an insulating foam sealant would be a good substitution for that.
So foam sealants, are those the type that expand?
Yes, they are.
All right. Yep. And can you use that in an exterior application and have weather resistance from it?
You sure can. You sure can. So.
And is that the same type of product you might use around a door or a window, or is that a specialized sealant?
It's mostly used around doors and windows, but another good application is if you walk around the exterior of your home and you see pipes protruding through the foundation or vents, and there's gaps above a half an inch, it can be used for that as well.
Terrific. How about Dynaflex 230? That's another new product that you have. It's what you call an elastomeric latex sealant. What does that mean, and is that something that consumers should look for as a term when they're shopping for sealants?
Well, Dynaflex 230 gives you superior performance out of a latex sealant. It enables it's elastomeric because of the fact that it can expand and contract up to 25% in one direction, or total joint expansion of 50%. So, yeah,
so if your house stretches that far, you have other problems associated with that.
Yeah.
And are these all latex-based caulks or water cleanup?
The Dynaflex 230 is water cleanup and paintable. Mm-hmm. DAP 3.0 is a paintable, easy cleanup technology.
Terrific. Dave Fuller from DAP. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Your website, of course, is DAP.com. Is that correct?
Yes, and we also have sealyourhome.info, which gives you a lot of good, helpful tips on how to seal your
home. Now is definitely the time to check that out and get some ideas from the experts at DAP on how to make sure that your home is energy efficient. So let's start saving some money together, shall we?
We sure should.
Dave, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, one thing that we're always looking for here is tools that can help make your do-it-yourself projects easier. We found one here, which I got to tell you, was a real head-turner. It's called the Pivot Nozzle Wand from Hyde Tools. Here to tell us more about the Pivot Nozzle is the Director of Product Development, Corey Talbert, and also Bob Clements. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I thought you were going to spray me with this pressure washer before as I walk by your booth.
Well, you know, we're given a little bit of a mist out in there in the hall, trying to keep everybody clean.
Let's talk about what exactly this product does. This is an add-on to your pressure washer wand that allows you to essentially shoot around a corner. We're not talking about like surprising your friends here. We're talking about getting into some really difficult areas like the tops of fences and that sort of thing, correct?
Correct. It's going to give you the ability to power wash a lot more different areas without having to bend over or actually get on top of ladders and make some of the things you do out in the field a little more difficult. Being able to power wash at an ergonomic angle and do it for a couple hours, decks and railings and things like that you talk about.
I mean, if you ever tried to use a pressure washer, say, to clean out gutters,
right.
You have to get the entire wand up above your head,
correct.
Which is difficult enough if you're on a ladder. To do this with this, you have control right at the handle location.
That's correct.
To twist it down, correct?
You basically twist the handle, and when you do that, it takes the pivot at the top of the tip,
right,
and points it down, and you can point it right into the gutter,
right,
and does the job for you.
That's great. Now, how did you guys come up with this idea?
The power washer wand is actually based off of a paint spray pole that we designed. It's a design we bought from an engineer years ago. And when we originally got this designed and patented it, one of our engineers said, hey, you know, you could shoot water through this. So we patented
other things you can do with it.
Yeah, you know, we patented it. We did it for paint and water, and the thing sat on the back docks. And Corey all of a sudden comes along and says, hey, you know, this would be a really cool item. And so this.
It's got that wow factor. It's got that, you know, we're so into something right now. You want to be able to look at something and say, hey, I really did a good job there
right
after you start a job.
And so many great tools are created not intending to create the great tool.
Exactly.
It's almost an afterthought, and somebody says, hey, we could use this for this other application.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened with this.
Now, if you purchase this product, will it work with any pressure washer?
We've got three different versions. One is the pressure washer business is really separated into two portions. About half of it is electric and half is gas.
Okay.
We've got one for each of those. We've got two different sizes for the gas, and we've got one for electric that we're just launching here at the show.
Terrific. Now, you guys also make, in fact, most of your business is really products and tools that make walls.
Correct. Surface applications.
Surface applications.
Right.
So you've got spackle blades and scrapers and all kinds of things. And I saw a really cool wall patch product that you had, which was sort of like a fiberglass tape or a paper tape, but it had the spackle built right into it. Talk about that.
Oh, he's talking about
that's
the Wet-N-Set.
Wet-N-Set. Wet-N-Set. Yeah, Wet-N-Set's a kind of a really neat product. It's got some polymers and other materials in there. You actually cut the patch to size of your hole, dip it in water, just regular water, kind of let it drip off a little bit, and then smooth it on the wall. And 20 to 30 minutes, it hardens up, and the first coat is built into the product. You can skim it over with a second coat, sand, and you can paint all on the same day.
Much faster than
that's
than the
awesome. Old day. Yeah, because before we had to actually physically cut drywall, stick it in there, and then of course you have to tape around that, and it's very difficult to do. So this really has it all built right in. In fact, it looks like almost like a plaster casting material.
It is. It's very similar to that. That's correct. And some of the other the ones that are out there are the metal patches, and those are really high. They've got high spots on them. And what we try to do with this Wet-N-Set was it's very thin, so it lays on nice and smooth. And so you don't have to put this big hump. You don't want to see that big hump on your wall after you're
How big
your
of
job.
a hole can you cover with Wet-N-Set?
About the size of your fist. You really don't want to get any bigger than that.
Yeah. How did you figure that out?
Well, it's, you know, it seems to be like the most common size. Either a doorknob or the fist, those are the number one hole sizes that are out there. So, it's interesting because it's also built as the same material as the drywall is. It's got the same construction, so it.
Terrific.
Holds up well.
Terrific. Corey Bob from High Tools, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
All right.
Thanks
so
very
much
for your time.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And it's been one of the wettest springs on record. And that means that your sump pump has been chugging like never before. Oh, yours hasn't been chugging? It's not working? Well, you may not have the right pump. We're going to give you some tips on some new pumps that are out there that can keep your basement from flooding and also save you some money after this.
On the Money Pit Radio Show, pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler, coming to you from the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, it's been an incredibly wet spring. I mean, my basement flooded. I mean, my basement never floods. It hasn't flooded in 15 years, and which is so much water that even I, the home improvement expert, actually got a flood in my basement and had to get rid of that water very, very quickly. I did so with my sump pump, and we're going to talk now with the manufacturer of some of the coolest sump pumps around. It's Charles Murphy from Wayne Pumps. Hi, Charles.
Hello.
And you are the director of business development. I first learned about you guys years ago when you had a product called a smart pump, which I thought was very cool because it reversed and cleared itself when it jammed.
Absolutely.
And you've moved on since then, and now you guys have a whole line of green energy efficient pumps. What makes them so green?
Again, what we decided back in the day when we did the smart pump is there's always a new solution to go help the customer with their basement. And green and energy efficient is obviously a big tagline around. So we went out, improved the motor technology, and did another piece of it with hydraulics in order to pump more water using less watts.
So I think the need to go green now is forcing manufacturers to really rethink their engineering in a very big way.
It is, and it's fun because you're finding solutions to things that have been there for years just by doing it a different way. And you're giving, in this instance, a customer 50% more flow for that amount of wattage. So it's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about how we don't have to use your product, because there are things that you can do in advance to keep your basement dry. Starting on the outside, of course, good drainage is important.
Oh, it absolutely is pivotal. But what we do is for customers, we make sure that if they do have issues, we want to give them as much time to react to solve that problem before a basement ever floods.
That's right. So we're really talking here about layers of protection. I mean, we start outside the house. We make sure that our gutters are clean. We make sure our downspouts are extended. We make sure that our grading is sloped away. So we take care of that layer. Moving inside the house, we make sure that our walls are sealed. We make sure we have a sump pump. And we want to make sure we have a way to give ourselves an early warning of that sump pump actually working. You have some wireless technology that does that.
No, we do. We have a new technology we're launching here at the National Hardware Show that basically will send a wireless signal to anywhere in your house up to 200 feet away to let you know that there's a situation.
Will it tweet me or something?
That'll be coming down the road.
We're
getting to that technology. But what we're really trying to do, traditional alarms in your basement will wait until the water gets up to the floor level, and then it'll make a noise in the basement.
Right.
So a lot of times it's too late. And
you may not hear it.
And you won't hear it.
Because you could be up on the second floor. You could be two floors away. I mean, you have to be an awfully loud alarm.
Correct.
To make that happen. Let's talk also about some of the technology that tells the pump when to go on and when to go off. You've got something you've developed called the iSwitch. Now, typically, some pumps, we all know they work on floats. You probably have pumps that work on floats, but this iSwitch sounds a bit smarter than that.
The iSwitch is really where we looked at the number one failure in any sump pit is the switch. It can be hung up, or they just by the technology don't last as long as we would like them to. Mm-hmm. So we went out and developed the iSwitch, which essentially has no moving parts and uses microprocessors to measure the water. So you get a switch that lasts up to 5 times plus longer than a traditional switch.
And you also have a technology that you call auto self-test or an emergency self-test. How do we make sure that the pump's going to be there to work for us at the time that we need it?
Well, that's one of the worst calls you ever receive from our standpoint, as someone who actually took the extra layer of protection with a battery backup system, but they didn't run that battery, just like your car. You can't let your car sit for a year in your garage and expect it to start.
Yep.
On most emergency backups today, that's what happens if it's a dry situation. So we actually have a system set up that after 25 cycles of your primary pump, automatically it'll switch on to your backup system and run with your battery to make sure that's charged. Yep.
That's very, very, very smart. Charles Murphy from Wayne Pumps, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Your website?
WaynePumps.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you live from the 2010 National Hardware Show. If you missed any part of today's program, simply download our podcast of the show or follow our conversation on Facebook or Twitter. I'm Tom Kreitler. Thank you so much for spending this hour with us. And remember, you can reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by dialing 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.